Most or all of the lads are training. We had a game on Tuesday where we got the lads who haven't been playing through 90 minutes, and it was very positive. A lot of good performances, and a lot of people got a lot of good work under their belt, and no reaction and no injuries today. Chris O'Grady's done a bit of running today, but I'm careful to say that he's going to be ready yet because he's not trained yet, but I'm hoping to see him on the, I mean, not trained on the grass yet. I'm hoping to get him on the grass tomorrow and see how close he is.
So almost certainly he'll be on the bench then, because he's a huge player for this football club.
Well, they all are. I wouldn't like to say that Emden's more important than anybody else, but he's certainly an influential footballer for us. But we won't take any risks with him because there's a lot of football still to be played, and we don't really want to be losing Emden for any longer than we need to. But we'll have a look tomorrow, see where he's up to, and then if hopefully we get him on the grass tomorrow, we'll see whether he has any reaction on Saturday morning. We'll give him every possible opportunity to like you say, be involved. But we won't be silly about it.
In terms of some of the longer term ones, Steel and Niatanga, where are they? And I appreciate this has dragged on now for quite a long time, but right now, how close are they from playing football are they?
Niatanga's fit. He played in the game on Tuesday, got a good 90 minutes under his belt, and played well. Luke Steele, he's improving, but it's a back injury. So anybody who's got a bad back, like myself, will tell you they're very unpredictable. And again, we're just monitoring that day by day. But he's telling us that he's getting the right signals that it's improving. So that's a big positive for us.
So it's still not really got to the stage yet where you could make an educated guess about timescale. He will be back.
Yeah, well, if the game was today, he wouldn't play. No. And that's how you probably go to speak about players with injuries. If the game was this afternoon, Luke Steele wouldn't be playing.
And part of the reason I asked that is because in the not-too-distant future, that the club as a whole is going to have to make some decisions on the loan players, and one of them, of course, being Jack and his future.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll keep things private, but everything's ongoing. I've just had a meeting with the chairman and Ben this morning, so we're in constant dialogue, and they'll obviously have... We know that the deadlines are coming up, but for the minute... We can only think Saturday to Saturday or Saturday to the next game. We don't look too further forward than that. And the lads are available for this Saturday, so let's get that out of the way first.
Does this team need some of those loan players to stick around? Because they have done well here in part, haven't they?
Yeah, they've played their part. And we're delighted to have them here. But like I say, we're going to concentrate on Saturday. Saturday's an exciting game for us. We're looking forward to that. We're embracing the challenge of Saturday, and like I say, we'll deal with that before we'll deal with everything else in the order that it comes to us.
Just one other before we move on to that then. Sir Marcus Tudgay, because he then signed, it was for a month, so he's perhaps pressing, isn't it, and getting that sorted out.
Again, we'll get Saturday out of the way. Tudgay will be available for selection on Saturday. Touch wood, because still got another training day. You never know what might happen, but he'll be available for Saturday night, and he's a quality player, as everybody knows, and that's a good bonus for us.
I have to ask, you've had this meeting then, this conversation with the hierarchy. Are you any clearer as to what's going to happen as regards the permanent managerial position here now or not?
I've always been clear. I was asked to take the job on of being the decision maker at the football club. And do that with a calmness while everything else was going on around about us. I believe I've did that. I'll continue to do that. I just want the players to focus on what's important for us is the football match. Up above me, they've got a decision to make. There's no doubt about that. But listen, that's what they're here for. That's why they're in the football club. I'll continue to do what I'm doing at the minute, and until I'm told today anything other than what I'm doing, then let's get on with the football.
From a football man's point of view, then, does this decision need to be made quickly? Because there are issues to do with team affairs, aren't there, that need sorting out? And if it's you, you've got to make them about loan signings you want. And if it's somebody else, He's got to make them.
And the important thing for the football club is that it wins games. And that's what it's got to concentrate in the minute. Yeah, of course, there's a decision along the line that must be made. But the important thing is it's the right decision for the football club. I'm very calm about it. I'll go home and I'm enjoying the role that I'm doing at the minute. I'm employed by the club to do that. I'm not dodging your question. I'm just not a guy that sort of gets flaps about things like that. I'm enjoying being on the training pitch. I'm enjoying dealing with the players and getting them prepared for the games. And then I'm looking forward to the next challenge.
Do you almost feel that that's the best thing to be? Because there's always, in a situation like this, the cry for what's next, whatever that might be. And somebody else gets linked with the job every single day, or, you know, there's talk about this and rumours about that. And here you are in caretaker charge right now, and you've got to fly the flag and deal with all that.
I couldn't care less, to be honest. I really couldn't. I've been a manager before. I've been in football professionally since I was 15. I've pretty much seen most things that can happen. I've been trained on the pro licence for these situations, and to be a manager for the last 14, 15 months, I've been trained to deal with you guys. So I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying going through the process and the training that I've been given in the last 14 months. And I'm just getting on with the job and just focusing on and enjoying it, to be honest. I'm not bothered about who gets linked with it or who doesn't, or who thinks they can do a better job. Or at this moment in time, I just prepared the team, the lads today, in for training tomorrow. And like I say, if I get told any differently, then cool, we'll go on with that when the moment happens.
Do you think then, from the hierarchy, just before we actually move on to football, that there is a groundswell of support behind you to do well, so that, well, a decision doesn't have to be made and the team is moving then in the right direction?
I don't know. You'd probably need to ask them that. I'm still here. They ain't sacked me yet in the two games that I've been here, so I'm not doing too bad. So I move into the Yeovil game. I haven't been told that they're not happy with what I'm doing at the minute. So, like I say, I'm just trying to keep things as calm as possible. The important thing at the minute is that people know that the football club, as far as the playing side, is in good hands, is in calm hands. And we've all got to be patient and understand that it's important that the club gets the right man, because as we know, there's been a lot of chopping and changing. So let's let them get on with that, and I'll get on with the football, make sure that my players at the minute that have given me everything, just concentrate on the football.
So of the two games that you've had a wonderful win and an honourable defeat. Nitpicking though, what improvements do you want to see made?
Well, for the two-game project, like I say, I was, before the Brighton game, I would just give the manager my opinion and he would decide on whether or not he would take that, and then he would implement what he did as the manager. That's how it works, and then I back that 100%. No, I'm the one that makes the decisions. Other people give me their opinion, and the buck stops at me. So I'm enjoying doing that. And like I say, I'm just concentrating on that. I'm looking forward to the game Saturday. It's a great challenge for us. Involved in a big game, and it looks like there's going to be a decent crowd there, because the club's get a lot of tickets to see young kids. And there's a lot of positives around the club. And I think people can lose sight of that. We've got an awful lot going for us as a football club. A lot of good people work here. We've got good footballers, great facilities, a good fan base. While I'm here, I'll just carry that one and enjoy that.
Needs wins though, doesn't it? And Yeovil are struggling overall this season right now. Does this in some respects, albeit at a very early stage, become must win if you want to try and ignite a survival push again?
Well, we need to win games. We need to collect points. And like you said, am I happy with everything about what we're playing? No, I don't think you'll always be entirely happy. You're always looking for that perfect game, if it exists, but you believe that you'll get it. It was a tough game. We know we need to pick up points, but we're nobody relegated on Saturday. It's a huge game, and it's important that we try and get some keep some positivity around the place, because we have we have played really well in parts in the last two games, but we've only collected one win, which you quite rightly say is you've got to get results. So we begin in, like we always do, positive, try and get a result Saturday, keep that positivity going, and try and create some value for money for the people who are coming along and paying good money to watch us.
Because those two performances, results, have been on the road, of course, so here's a chance to show the majority what improvements and the steps forward that are being made.
Yeah, that's what it's got to be all about. We've got to put on a show, we've got to win games of football and be somewhere along the line, I believe, entertaining, because that's what the business is. We're looking forward to doing that. We're setting up to try and do that. And I'm concentrating trying to deliver that.
We've obviously not seen your plans move forward yet, so give us an indication then. You approach the Brighton game in a specific way and the Burnley game in a specific way. Will you be changing that or doing something similar now that you're in your own backyard?
Well, it's a good question when you said about the what have I done in the last two games, because it has been a two-game plan so far. I changed things when I first came in to how I wanted the game to be played, because that's what the manager or the chief influencer, if you want to call me, whatever my role is. I've got that many titles at the minute, I don't know. But that's certainly what I want to do, and there's certain aspects of the last two games that I'm not happy with that we've worked on in the last this week, and there's certain that I'm very pleased about, and we're trying to keep the standards of that high. So we'll continue to do that, trying to react from the last two games on the positives. We've worked on the negatives, tried to make them better, and hopefully we keep moving things forward, because I believe I am.
Such as what then? What have you seen in the last two games that you want the team to improve upon?
I think we definitely dominated possession in both the games for long spells. We'd like to have probably to been more positive at times, in these spells and creating more opportunities. We lost the game at Burnley in a 10-minute spell where we didn't feel that we had to compete. You've got to do that in Championship football. The game ebbs and flows and there's different spells. So we spoke about that we have to compete for the knockdowns, and we have to compete for the loose balls. And then when we get it, we have to be brave and play in their periods. So we've spoke about that. We've spoke about different ways that we want to attack and be positive and movement in the box and being more aggressive. So we've had plenty to work on, but it's been a good week.
I mentioned a few moments ago that overall, obviously, Yeovil have struggled to gain wins upon promotion last season. However, they have had an upturn in the last three games, aided by some decent loan signings. So how do you see them right now?
Well, you've probably answered your own question there, that they've had some decent loan signings, etc. But we believe if we get all or more of the things that we are capable of doing on the day, we'll create Yeovil an awful lot of problems. We ain't good enough to worry about Yeovil and ourselves, so we'll just tend to stick it on with ourselves at the minute. We know the threats that Yeovil have. We'll make the players aware of them, but the most important thing is we turn up and we do the things that we're good at, and our influencers that are in the team turn up on the day. And we play well with the football and without the football, and we put on a show and we get a positive result for the fans and everybody connected with the football club.